With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Gavin Emmett, and this is the BT Sport Podcast. And to get you through this cold winter without any racing motorbikes, there's a chance for you to catch up with the two-time Moto2 world champion, Joan Zarco. I sat down with him at the end of the season to discuss retaining his title and the step up to MotoGP.
Well, Joan, congratulations. After Malaysia, you're a double Moto2 world champion. I can see straight away the smile on your face. It must feel good.
I feel good, yes. It's like this year was pressure since the first race. Maybe pressure because I was champion and maybe I have no more option to be first. So that's why it was difficult, and I learned to, I used to live with this pressure, and I'm happy that in the end I managed it well and I'm champion again.
And you managed it with a win. You surprised many people. Everyone was thinking, oh, Joan's just going to sit second here in Sepang in difficult conditions. But did you really want to win that race and win the championship with it?
Yeah, I wanted to win the championship. And this was the main thing. And then it's necessary, in every race, it's necessary I do my best. And then I see where my best brings me. And for this Sunday in Malaysia, the condition made that my best was to win. And it was even better solution to be first and go away than maybe stay in the group and do a few mistakes.
Joan, how does the 2016 championship, how does that compare to last year, to 2015?
If we compare both years, for sure 2015 has been a wonderful year. Only Qatar, I had an unlucky moment, but then Texas, Argentina, Jerez, every races, I was getting advantage on the rider behind me in the championship. It means that in September, that after the half of the season, but before the end, I was with big advantage in championship. So this make you more relaxed, and then I've been champion. I was ready to win in Japan, but I've been championing on Friday because Rabat get injury on the arm. So it was wonderful to be champion. And I had time to understand it because the advantage and because the injury of Tito. This year was different, and this make my victory in Malaysia and my title with some tears because it's when you finish that you feel, you see that it was big pressure and now you can relax. So it was, we can say, more difficult, but we cannot say that 2015 has been easier, because if we think about the first title, to be once champion, it's necessary to work during many years. So the first title is with all the years before, the second one is really with the what we live during the season.
You mentioned the tears in Malaysia. It was obviously clearly emotional, but you got to do a double backflip. Who was doing the backflip with you?
And this one was my brother did it, and he's able to do it. So it's like some superstition. I never did it with him before, but I asked him, could you have some training with a leather suit and let's see what's happened.
Was he doing it at home with the leathers on?
He tried it at home because he could not do it. In Azad. So, and when I can see the video, we were really perfect together. So we have been lucky until the double backflip.
I know you focus a lot It's something you work on your mental preparation, on how you approach things between the ears. Has that changed this year?
No, it's just improving. I need many years to understand if I was good enough on the bike. And then when I could trust and believe how good I am or my skill on the bike, where they are, then I need time to relax and enjoy more. So it's always improving. And this year, I think what I learned is that being the man that everybody want to beat, this make the things difference, and that's why we have more pressure. And as I said before, I learned to live with this pressure, and this was the change of this year, to come on the Grand Prix, and it was fantastic to play again the title, because with same bike, same team, same tire, same engine, you can think that you have all your hands to be champion again, but it was not easy to be champion. So when you are struggling, you can think just, hey, what's happened in my mind? And because everything is under control, you can work even better on yourself.
It's good to, I like the way you talk about that. You talk about it as something, like something you train. You know, you train physically as well, but you also train mentally.
Exactly, it's, we are men, so in the paddock there are many young men, even children, because when they are 15, 16, 17, we are still children. And we have to race over 200 Ks. So it's quite fast for children. It needs to be older than his age. And that's why for me, I'm now 26. I understand more things about the life and I can manage much better my emotion on the motorbike. So necessary to be always like little bit or lot of older than what the age we have. And for me, it took a few years, but I'm happy that now I can never hold it, but I can feel it.
There's been seven different winners in Moto2 this year. Lots of rivals as well for the championship. You had Alex Rins, Sam Lowes, and then Tom Luthi coming through, but they all seem a little bit inconsistent as well. How much was that a factor this season, the rivals you've had?
Yeah, that's what made the season difficult this year. Maybe more difficult than last year, because like last year when I was a little bit slower, maybe I was third, fourth or fifth. This year when I was slower, I was not much slower, but I was in 10th position. So I want to say that maybe in 2016, in Moto2, like the top 10 was quite fast. That's why we were was more difficult to be constant, because when you have some problem, you lose more position. And when you lose more position, you get more stress, and then it becomes even worse. Was this for me, but I think it happened same for Sam, Alex, and Tom. So yeah, maybe because the top 10 of the Moto2 riders were stronger, makes the result of the top riders less constant.
Yeah, definitely. Because between Italy and Austria, you had 4 wins in 5 races, but then it looked hard. It looked difficult. Obviously, we know what happened at Silverstone, where the points were taken away from you. But Czech Republic didn't look easy. Aragon didn't look easy as well. How were you feeling at that point of the year?
Being champion in 2015 helps me in this moment that think, hey, guy, you are not slow, you are not bad, you are not, you can do it. You just, if it's not coming, there is something wrong and something you are not doing very well. So, but I could keep the confidence, maybe because I was champion before. I could keep the confidence and think, hey, don't get too much stress. You know how to do it. You have a fantastic team with you. So just keep calm and try to put all together. And when I do it, then it's working.
I want to take you back to Barcelona, though, and the tragic loss of Luis Salom. How do you think that affected you and maybe the whole of Moto2 and the whole of the paddock as well? Did it affect you?
I remember that it affects me on the race weekend, that really when we have to go on the bike, I was thinking about this, and it was necessary before jump on the bike to stay in the truck and like close all myself from this. Like it was necessary to take more time to get focus. And then during the season, when we have good moment, but then we don't forget, but we can live better and go without thinking. But then in Malaysia, I was thinking again about Luis. For me, like thinking about him or that we lose a friend during the season helps me to be outside from the situation and think that, okay, everyone won the title, but we are all three fighting for the title. And if we are second or third, we are still alive. So it was helping me to think positive and think, hey, if you are not champion again, you don't lose your life. And that's helped me to maybe feel even more relaxed and take the situation easier. And but it affects like our mind. In Barcelona was the when we have been the most affected. But then during the season, when we can see again the 39 of some bikes or some helmets, we are always thinking about it. And even the MotoGP riders, I think always we have to say that there is a bad for a good, and that it was strange war between these MotoGP riders, Rossi, Marquez, Lorenzo. And what I feel that since Barcelona, they stopped this war, thinking we are so stupid to have this kind of war. We are people are losing their lives, so we have to take it easy. And so it helps them to be more clever.
There's a positive.
Yes, and it helps me in Malaysia also to think that we have a lot of pressure, but we still enjoy and we are alive.
Yeah, it's a nice way of looking at it. Obviously, your future now is MotoGP. Are you looking forward to it?
Looking for it, yes. I want to finish well the Moto2. I finish already well because I'm champion. But like do a nice race in Valencia. Last year I struggled a lot, so I still have this stomachache and want to be good here in Valencia. And I'm pretty happy that then it's changing to MotoGP so quickly. Just 2 days after, I will ride on this so fast bike. So just happy, and because I had a great test in June, it makes me even more motivation that working as I know, I can do well also in this category. So with the new team will be, I think, a great experience, and every French people wants this French dream to have a French team with French rider doing amazing results. So I'm also dreaming about this, and I think at the moment I cannot say what I want, which target I want, but first enjoy, because I think the situation is fantastic.
And just on the French thing, you are now the most successful French rider in history, without a doubt. You already had in terms of the wins anyway, but now you've got the two world championships to your name as well. What does it mean in France? What's the reception been like back home when you get back there?
In the moment, what I feel, it doesn't change a lot of things, and some passion is missing in France with motorbike, and I hope that these two titles can, people can think about motorbike a little bit more. Hey, things happen in motorbike, it's like a good sport, a good passion, because this passion was in the 80s a lot, and even 90s, but then it was dying step by step since the 2000 and now. So I hope to be the guy to show the example that motorbike is nice, and make dream the children. If you can make dream the children, they can come to the motorbike. So I hope this second title will help for this. At the moment, it's not big change, but this work is quite long. That's why it's necessary. I need to be also good in MotoGP to stay this French idol.
Yeah, and I want to ask how difficult it's going to be to leave Acciaio's team, because I remember you saying last year that how at home you felt coming back into the team and how everything clicked and worked, and it's worked so well for the last couple of seasons. Is that going to be hard?
Can be hard, and it's maybe what I can be worried for the future, that my victories in Grand Prix, it's always with Aki Ayo. So let's see. I'm 26 now. I have good experience also with teams, and I could understand what is working well with Aki. So I need to keep this kind of method and use it in different teams. So I hope that I'm clever, experienced enough to do it with this French team.
And just finally, that is my last question. You're going into MotoGP at 26. We've seen Marc Márquez go up at 20 and other people. But do you feel that it's the right time for you? Do you feel that now is better than going at 20?
Yes, because as I said before, I need time to understand all these things about what we feel, about what we have to do on the bike, about the work we need to do also with the team. So for me, maybe I'm good, but I need time to understand everything. Now I understood well, I will still learn, and 26 is so young.
It is, trust me.
How many people are thinking, I would like to be back on 26? So I enjoy this moment, and it's the good moment now for me.
Enjoy it, Johan, all the way. I am one of those people who say 26 is still very young, still a long way to go, and I'm sure lots of people home as well. Congratulations on taking that title. We wish you all the best for MotoGP for next year as well.
Thank you.
See you. Thank there. You.
Great to hear such positivity from France's hero, Johan Zarco. We know you're missing your MotoGP, so make sure you keep checking your download list for your BT Sport MotoGP podcast, because there'll be a Brad Binder special coming very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.